haven't seen her Love forever. Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. So happy to be here. So happy. I hope if you are out there in the deep snow drifts, please know that we really don't feel sorry because we're so heading spring. Friday is going to be at least 80 degrees where we are. And, you know, what do they say? Sorry, not sorry. But Jim loves to be in a snowy winter, so he is jealous.
Yep.
I want to welcome everybody, our blog talkers. Glad to have you with us. And we also have our Facebookers who are watching us streaming live from the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if you want to, you can hop on over to the show page on Facebook and not only hear us, but watch us in action. Woo-hoo. So I want to make the point here that we are using ordinary playing cards. There's no tarot here, no oracle readings, and no other types of intuitive card reading using systems like personal prophecy, which personally I think it stands alone. In terms of its clarity, how dynamic it is, and sometimes really mind-blowing, yes. So bear that in mind. Excuse me. And I'm also going to be using a full 24-card layout for each of the questions that I get asked. And I know a lot of the others for, I guess, brevity or however they wish to do their shows, they will, you know, just rifle off a few cards. I would rather use the whole layout, which is what I would do in a private session with each of you. So it gives you, if you're watching us, it gives you a chance to, you know, to observe. And if you're listening to us, just bear in mind that I'll need a moment to lay out your cards. And it really does give me a chance to, well, I call it the landscape of your life, to see what's going on. Check out, you know, the people around you that impact your life. And believe me, their choices can be just as important and crucial to your happiness as what yours are, in the sense that they do impact your life. And that's the thing that sets personal prophecy apart, is that we are literally able to view that path to the future. If we see something on that path we don't like, we don't want it there, we can refuse to accept it and basically kick it to the curb by making a whole new choice. So this is a choice-driven method that I use, that my grandmother taught me. And I think it's quite fascinating, truly. And I hope that if you're new, that you won't hesitate to call us. We will only consider you a newbie one time. And after that, you're just part of the whole family. So now I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Wonderful himself, Jimbo Baggins, who is my co-host. What else are you? You're the techie guy. You're just kind of everything.
Sometimes a son of a bitch.
And remember, he's not firing on all cylinders, you could say, because he's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But, you know, he insisted nothing like a show and a little rum to make you feel better.
I want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. Also, I want to remind you folks, callers and Facebook folks, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a shout out. Like we have Sophia is in Sweden. Welcome. And I think Kirsty is in the UK, I believe. She just showed up, or I just saw her.
Yes, I see
so
that.
So I believe we got a couple folks there. If I missed anybody, like I say, you got to let me know.
And there's people that are clearly watching, but we can't identify you unless you put out an emoji, say, hi, how are you, something. Okay, yeah, we can see that, and the numbers keep, you notice, this keeps going up and down. So people are popping in.
Sure. Man, mm-hmm. And here we go.
What's happening? And one already?
Yep.
Don't pay attention to these, what do you call them, scammers?
Yep.
Trollers? I don't know. It's very uncouth to come into somebody else's arena, we could say, and start trying to poach people right in front of us. I don't care if it is just one of those. What do you call them? The box?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It's wrong. There's no integrity. They just want to get you to say hi for their services, take your money, and poof. They're on. So periodically, Jim is going to have to, you know, come here. Don't respond to them. Don't engage them. Like we have one here. I think she's gone now. Hello to Jay, who is from Canada.
Aloha, Jay. Yes,
oh, aloha.
Indeed. Yes, international shout out to Jay. He is in Canada.
Yes, he is.
All right, I got to get back to business here.
Okay.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get an automated thing saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's truly what will happen. You'll hear the show while you wait. If you don't, hang up, call again. Something went poo-poo. Messenger folks, do what we can to try to get to you folks. We just play by ear. We can't guarantee you numbers, times, anything like that, that it will happen. But we'll try to turn it over to you guys, the folks that can't call in. Typically, it's international folks. They just cannot do so.
Well, you could if you use Skype.
Yes,
or,
you have Skype people. There will be money involved, but it won't be like as much as a cell phone call.
No, heck no.
Problem is, what sucks is the clock's ticking while you're on hold. That's the kicker.
Yeah.
That's the kicker for everything. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do that just for our show.
Oh, yes, of
just
course.
Nothing else. No other reason, by God.
Well, then they could, well.
Call nobody else they know in other countries.
Well, the simplest, you know, if we think in terms of Occam's razor right here, you know, the simplest solution is have Messenger.
That is the simplest solution.
Then
you already do. You have that ability when you're on Facebook. You already have that capability to do that.
Yes, and then you can call.
And it's not going to cost you anything if you're already using internet. Maybe internet's not free unless you're stealing it or using like a restaurant or something. But you already are on the internet. Messenger's not going to do anything differently. So,
did you see this message?
I'm busy.
Okay.
Real quick, the harps. The harps are angels. Angels tell us that your reading is over is what they're saying when they play the harps. They're like, yeah, your reading with Deborah is over. We got to go because the callers are stacking up. But we're going to give you a healing angel card reading today on the way out the door before we move on to the next caller. So today the angel card is the healing angel card. So that's the flavor of today. So when you hear the harps, please stop ceasing all that stuff. Don't do that stuff. Don't start firing more questions off. We got to go. You can call again any other show. Any other show. Or you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you arrange for a private reading. Then you got all the readings and whatever time block you arrange. You got many questions you want. It's all up to you. No harps. No harps chasing you out.
Oh, look who's here.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Catherine.
Oh, our Catherine, yeah. That's our Catherine from Florida. Because we also have a Catherine that's from Europe, but she has not showed her presence yet.
Never mind.
We have another Catherine. We have two Catherines, remember?
Yeah.
And we have two Lauras. I think, God, we have lots of everything.
We do.
Yes. All right. Let's do this. first one's cool because I don't have to try to look it up. Go on the Skype call. Skyper, you're live now.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
And Jimbo, it's Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, Skyping us. That's
yes.
cool.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Nice surprise.
Well, I'm okay, thank you both. And something has happened. I fell in love with an apartment building that I've known about, and I called, and this woman wanted to she told me she didn't have any downstairs two-bedroom, two-bath available with a washer and dryer. And then she said, well, she said, there is one, but she wasn't sure it would be available maybe at towards the end of April. And I said, well, that's perfect. And so I was all excited about it. And I went online trying to submit an application, but apparently what happened was she emailed me today. And she said that I had been emailing her all day, telling her I want to put down the deposit, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, well, it turns out that there's more issues going on with the renovation than she thought. And she said that unit will not be available until maybe May or June. And she knew that it was outside my window of wanting to move before the end of April. And I fell in love. My sister and I want that apartment because of location. So I let her know that I said we were still friends, and she hadn't answered me till the afternoon. So I kept things on an even keel, and I said, I asked her to please call me tomorrow, and I said, we can work this out. And I want to make sure that we get this particular apartment number. It's 5. And so I hope that it's true that she didn't rent it to somebody else, and that it's really – just simply not available until maybe May or June. It'll mean we'll have to break the lease here, but you know what? To get the place we really love will make a difference.
Perfect.
And will she work with me?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Are we going to move to this particular apartment? The lady's name is Melissa that I've been speaking with.
Okay.
That's a good info there. Melissa, we got an apartment number, May, June-ish, which... if it's the first month, May, that's not that far away. You know, that she gave you a May, June.
Do you have to pay a lease breaking fee?
I would.
Okay.
One day into May, yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, but like you said, if everything is the way you want it, you're okay to, you're going to be okay with that, you said.
Wouldn't they be able to let you stay month to month for a couple months?
No, they
won't go for that. No, it's a 12-month lease or leave. No month to month.
So what I'm just wondering is, to be clear, is that if you did sign the lease and you broke it to take this apartment, you'd still have a lease breaking fee, but they're not going to pay for 12 months.
Yes, ma'am, I would. $1,731.
Sounds like a month.
Is that like a month of what you pay?
That is my new rental rate, and I would be basically tossing $1,731 out the window. But we'd be getting the apartment that we want.
So it wouldn't be, it'd be like you're paying money for happiness. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I'm not sure that the renovations are going to go smoothly for your time frame.
Stupid contractors.
Well, that's the thing. You know, and it could even be stuff like weather that'll be a problem.
That sucks.
Yeah. So right at this particular moment, I have to say that no, it won't be there for you as you're hoping before your time runs out.
Question.
But, yeah.
One of the things she's wondering.
Oh, I know that. It's going to be after the end of April. So what I'm saying is.
That,
is
right?
She is Melissa being truthfully speaking that they didn't rent it out to somebody else, that they found more stuff that needs to be done, the apartment safe, but we will end up getting 205. She even said we could move you into a two bedroom, one bath, and then you could move into 205 when it's available. But oh my God, that's a lot of money to move twice.
It is. But it's nice that they are offering them. A lot of places would not be offering them.
Yes.
So that shows some good spirit on their part.
I think she's very honest. She really wants to help people.
Yeah, she must really want to if she's going to. Yeah. A lot of places wouldn't offer that. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, they wouldn't. So I think that you should see this as a real opportunity for you. And
I got to back up.
It just looks like you're just going to have to bite the bullet. And I love her idea, though, of moving you to that temporary apartment. Yeah, it means moving again. But, it could be worth it.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to play it by ear. So let me back this up a little bit because I have some questions. So you understand that straight now they're telling her April, May, which is going to involve her breaking her current lease. She has no choice. Were you saying that this renovation is even going to take longer than April,
Wait,
May, possibly, or no?
Well, maybe I'm confused.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Jimbo, that
April,
it's going to require a longer time to renovate the apartment because they found some issues. That means we'll be forced to sign a lease here and then to move into this apartment when it becomes available in May or June, then we'd have to break the lease. Pay them $1,731. Will they work with me because I've fallen in love with that particular location? And will we end up getting apartment 205?
Yes, I do believe you will. From what I see here, it's just going to be a minor hiccup with if you want to keep your time frame to move into the place where she is offering you a place to.
Will they do something nice? Because I will let her know in a friendly way that, well, yes, now I'm losing $1,731 and blah, blah, blah. I'll say it very friendly. Will they do something special for us? Will they give us a break somehow?
Well,
do you see it in the cards?
I can't say no.
But you don't see.
I don't see it clearly because, look, what you're discussing with her are still, the attitude is still very fluid.
Yeah, it's theoretical. You haven't even presented it yet.
Right.
It's still just thought. But it could be something.
Is she going to call me tomorrow? Is Melissa going to call me tomorrow? So we can kind of, because the last email I sent her was very nice, and I said, we're still friends. Please call me tomorrow so we can strategize as to how I can put money down on this apartment so that nobody else gets it. Will
Absolutely.
She call me tomorrow? Will we figure it out?
Absolutely. And I think that, what do they always say? Plan for the, how do you say that?
Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
There it is. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But I have a feeling it's all going to go very smoothly for you. So I'm excited. I see it as a wonderful new move for you.
Sure. Okay.
This is something you can check with us. We
got to
go.
Yeah.
Boy, it would be expensive to move to one apartment on the premises and a couple months later move to 205. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I mean,
but it gets you what you want.
I mean, you would be moving into an apartment in the same complex area, right, that she temporarily moved. It wouldn't be across town or anything, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? Yes to which question? Yes, it would be close, or yes, you would be in like across town?
In the same complex, or?
Yes, same apartment building.
If you had to do that, what you do is you kind of don't fully unpack.
That's what I would do.
You unpack the stuff you got to have every day, especially if it's only going to be, if you're really close to renovations being done a week or two away. It sucks because you put everything in one place, and then everything's got to come back out. That is not enjoyable. But it's something to consider.
Yeah.
I guess you got.
Yeah, I already thought about that. Just unpacking dishes and
just enough dishes
just
that you can survive on, and you just have to wash them more frequently or something, that type of thing. You just do like a semi-unpack.
Oh, yeah,
that's enough.
I agree.
That's enough to think about, and you got time to think about that.
I'm going to try to get her to let me put money down on the property. Yeah. Then nobody can take it.
Yeah, that's the first step.
Would she let me do that tomorrow?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. let her put money down. So
I would think, I don't see why she wouldn't, because she's, if she's offering you a temporary place to stay, she obviously wants you to have that.
And do you remember, Wendy, this was in your last card reading with me, that I said, oh, look at, you're moving really soon.
Yeah.
And there it is.
All right, real quick, we got a rock, we got a roll. Your healing angel card is Archangel Raphael. Feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine eternally bright.
Oh, I love it.
Trust. Thank you so much, Wendy. Like,
well, thank you both. Back. It's always fun talking to you both.
Absolutely. And you have to keep us posted.
And manifest this. Make it your own.
You're right. The thing is to get a piece of paper, signed contract, and money down. That helps. It'll make you feel better. Yep.
That is true.
Roger that. All right. Well, take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
I got international shout-outs to give out.
All
I have
right.
to give Laura from Canada and Cho from the land of England, the UK, to be specific. Welcome, you two. I think that's all the internationals. I don't think I've missed anybody else. All right, let's go. Get a lot of people on Facebook. We get a lot of people on the phones. And I think we're going up north. We're going on to... That's the Great White North. All right, we're going to Jay up in Canada.
I
right, Jay?
It.
You're there, yes?
Yeah. Oh, those are down south, too, eh?
Beauty, eh? We'll go cook some back food.
Beauty.
SCTV. All right, go ahead there, my friend.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing better than yesterday. Yesterday was like weird energy. Today's better.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning and applied for 6 jobs. Then a person called me back in an hour.
Wow.
And he said, why don't you do, like, can you do a quick conversation or interview? I said, okay, let's talk a little bit. So, and yeah, it sounds pretty good. I was just surprised that I got feedback that quickly. It was, so I was like, okay, so I'm going to go meet these people. They're outside of town, about 29 kilometers. I don't know how many miles that is, but it's like 25 kilometers. So it's about 10-15 miles. But yeah, meet with them tomorrow. So they were, the person who was talking to was saying, hey, guess what? You sound like a really good fit for our company. And go like, okay, great. Let's see what the company's like. So it's like, oh, yeah, they're offering me wages right away. And go like, I said to the person, I'm just really interested in a job first. Eh? But
you're correct, sir.
Did you want me to look at that for you?
Sure. I think it's probably better than that other job that I had. Well, I'm going to tell you about the other job I was having.
Yeah.
What happened is that the closing date was supposed to be on the 16th of, last week, Thursday.
Yep.
But what they did, I monitored the job posting, and it was like, yeah, we're going to have it open until the 20th, and now they extended it to the 27th. So I'm going, what's going on here? So they haven't found somebody, I don't think. Yeah.
Well, I remember the aspects in the cards weren't that great about that job.
Well, yeah, I remember you kind of said like that it probably, even if he landed it, he probably wouldn't keep it. Type of deal. He'd move on. You're happy to have a job. You're happy to have a check. But you'd be like, yeah, this isn't forever.
Well, that's kind of hinky, though, that they would do that.
Yes, that is. When they keep extending, they'd be like, oh. That's a sign to me, that's like, oh, you're going to keep extending, but that means you don't want me.
So they're,
or you would have hired me.
They're interviewing you tomorrow?
Different place, yeah. It sounds like it's outside of town, so it's a small company, family-run business. It's got to do a little bit of traveling, though, but, oh, well, it's...
It's not too bad. 10-12 miles is doable. Yeah, I do about... from here, it's probably about 15 miles, but it's not so much the distance. It's going through the tunnel.
And traffic.
Mega traffic.
We've got
to go through a bridge tunnel under the water.
We've got active duty military bases that it's bumper to bumper.
And they're building a new bridge tunnel and expanding the bridge with construction. So it's a nightmare. If only I could drink and drive. I cannot do so.
Oh, God, Jay. You've got to get this job. This is it. This is the golden ticket. this
job. Little Willy Wonka.
Yeah, remember that?
Factory,
yeah.
Whichever one you want to watch the movie.
Oh, my God. It's going to make me so happy. There's so much serendipity.
Oh, of course there is.
Jim hates that word.
Of course
word.
There has to be that word. It can't be another one.
So we'll call it sprinkle. A lot of sprinkles of happiness and success.
Happy, 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 happy.
And this. And
what is that super... I'm going to say that Mary Poppins thing, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I never knew what that meant. They're kind of different.
Yes.
But, oh, my God, it's got all the ingredients. The money is good. You're going to make friends. I can see you already out doing stuff with friends from work. And I wonder if he's really ready to hear this part.
Speak.
There's a new love there for you.
Uh-oh. At the workplace?
Yes.
That's pretty common.
What do you think of that?
What? Who? Was?
Yeah, you, Jay. There's new love there for you.
Sure there is. Okay.
There is.
It happens.
It does.
It happens.
And you
whether you like it or not.
Mark my words. You will come back.
You're like
going
to
say... This never would have happened if I wouldn't have taken that job.
See, there's things you can look at it like that, yes.
Yes, it's great. It's going to be wonderful for you.
Truth.
Wasn't the other business, wasn't that like family owned or something? I thought you had said something. Okay.
That was a different
one. So the other business was a corporation, but it had 75 people in it.
Okay.
So this one actually is smaller, so it's a family-run business.
Well, it's a family-run
business. And also, it's in an industry that I think will be recession-proof, too. Because it's in a business that has to do with road signs and fixing signs. You know, the signs, the flashing signs, they're electronic. So they're looking for electronic technician. And, yeah, wonderful news. So just out of the blue, it's like, okay. But, yeah, no, it was
very nice.
I wish you could read these cards because
I'm seeing I can see it on the Facebook page what you're doing. But it's way different from my last reading that I had.
Yes. And, you know, I always feel sad, too, because when I give readings, I'm invested in your life. And I want happiness, success, you know, all the happy, great life coming to that person.
But life isn't unicorns and
rainbows. But,
you know. It is on certain TV channels, but not all of them.
Well, for you, this is fantastic.
Yes.
Two of Hearts, that's a card of self-fulfillment. When I teach that card, I say, imagine you're in a great big, arena, and they're calling your name over the PA system, and they're saying, Jay, would you come on up and get your award? And you get up out of your chair, and everybody is standing and clapping. That sense that you get, that feeling of accomplishment, that's the essence of this card. And it's right there next to two fantastic tens. Boy, I'd love these to be my cards. I'm going to feel very much a part of the family there. They don't just hire people for their skills. They hire them for their, what would you call that?
That's probably not only for the skills, because they got to have skills.
Yeah, but they're looking for...
They're looking probably for loyalty and trustworthiness and character is what you're probably...
I'm looking for.
Right, yeah. Somebody that's like, that's a guy that we would actually feel bad if he ever left. That's the kind of guy you want.
And this is a place you would stick. Or the other one, I felt you'd keep looking. You know, put in a reasonable time there and then hit the road. Oh, my God, what a reading.
All right, your healing angel card reading is love.
Uh-oh.
The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile through love. May you all think and feel, reflect love's eternal truth.
We expect an invitation to that wedding.
Yeah,
I hear you. Yeah, that's another bill you got to think about there.
You know what, though? Nobody's ever really ready. it comes when it comes.
You.
And it sort of envelops you, and you can't help it.
Of course not.
You know, it's the most healing, wonderful energy in the whole universe.
Excuse me.
God, you need something. A shot.
Yeah, like a gunshot to the head.
All right. But you will never be able to just sit there and say, no, I think I just might be able to find somebody and marry him. No, it just comes and it sweeps you off your feet. And I can't wait. I love when I get the chance to say, I told you so.
That's a side benefit. His biggest concern is landing the job.
Sure. Oh, and there's
anything else is like whatever.
There's money and success all around you.
All the other stuff is secondary.
You're going to be glad this company that you've been with let you go. Well, they didn't let you. What did they call it? Downsizing?
I don't know what
that
is.
Restructuring.
Yes, restructuring. What a nice term they use.
Yeah, nice word for it. Hit the door and don't let it hit you in the ass.
That's what they're basically.
Yeah.
They say restructuring, but a lot of it's budget oriented. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, that you just.
I'm grateful for the message. I'll keep you informed and what's going on. So yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know where to find us.
You are so strange, Jim.
Nah, yes. But many of us watch that. We like to watch that in Minnesota since our neighbors are to the north.
I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Wearing their toques. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their toques.
The toques. Oh. I have the toques. Oh, yeah. Like their beer. Oh, yes, I did. All right.
Uh-oh. Guess what time it is.
Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, you guys.
Oh my.
All right, Lisa, you got to fill us in.
We want
Where are
low
you?
Down.
Where are you?
Okay.
She's in the car.
Well, no, I'm in the room back in the house. And we are making dinner. Surprise.
Uh-huh.
And his friend delay in travel plans. So his friend's coming.
Oh.
I think on Thursday. And then I was just invited out to a dinner with both of them. So
on
that's
Thursday
going to happen, I guess.
On Thursday?
No, maybe, I don't know. One of the days that
a lot of times you just go in, it's not a good time to go out. To, yeah. I got you. All right, that's cool.
Wow.
Well, probably a Friday or Saturday.
Go ahead.
Yeah, probably. So then I, what else? Tomorrow we have plans laid out in the morning and into the afternoon, and then tonight's dinner. And then last night we stayed up a long time talking after dinner. The cards. What did the cards say?
Back to the old cards. The old cards. What did them cards say there?
And you know what, Deb? Hey, you know what, Deb? You know what, Deb? What? I asked him. I said, "Is your friend coming to scout around here to relocate for himself?" So I did ask him that.
Yeah.
And?
he said, "Well, he was listing all the things his friend has back at the home, and he said, you know, he was just listing everything, like his house, his car." He says, "I don't think so."
Well, you never know. Well, interesting.
You never know.
You don't know. You don't know.
Because you
have a house and a car,
you
doesn't mean you can't sell it. Right?
Yeah, there's other factors playing into it, too, that, so, I don't know.
Whoa.
What's the matter?
What other factors are playing into it?
Well, his friend is having a bit of everybody has their little struggles, you know, and his friend is having, like, a little struggle in his business and things like that. So, you know,
what we saw in the cards was the potential for him to, consider this. I mean, I was looking into the future, so it's not like right now he's got that in his thoughts.
Truth.
But the potential is there.
It's kind of a cool gig here.
Yeah, and he might say, "Hey, I could live here real nice," and then you'll think, bingo.
Let's say maybe my business would do better here, maybe, too.
You know, you you're so right. You know, people can change on a dime.
They do. You're
absolutely
so right.
Humans are sons of bitches to predict. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I've got to say, it's all good.
It's all good.
It must be the new energy that I was going to mention.
No, don't
this.
You do it.
I've
don't
got
you
Sophia,
do it.
Sophia, I know she's up on this. About the whole Pluto being in Aquarius coming up and all that. Jim is incensed about that. And I really feel I've already felt major breakthroughs coming to me. And maybe we can get Sophia on the show.
Oh, today is
really
I
soon.
Think, oh.
Yeah, was it 2 days from when I read that? What is today, the 20th?
Astrology Day. Also, today is Astrology Day.
Yeah.
March 21st, Astrology Day.
And I have, if you've been feeling funny, don't think you're losing your mind or something. I really think we're getting new energy. And
well, frickin' Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto of all.
Good Lord. Pluto also was a dog in the Disney world.
Oh, no, we're talking about Pluto the Underlord or the Lord of the Underworld. Lord of something, I don't know. I'm not up on my God.
I thought that was Hades.
You're not up on your Lord?
Right.
She's not up on her Greek and Roman God.
But there was a big story on it was the New York Times. They were talking about this whole for two decades. This period of Pluto being in Aquarius has not happened for, what did I say, 2.5 centuries.
Yeah. That's shocking. For a planet that takes over 200 years to orbit the sun. Of course it's been that damn long. Anyway, back to Deb.
Sophia, we're going to schedule with you. We got to get you on the show. She's asking how she can help.
And it's not a planet, my
and
bad.
And maybe you can straighten us out.
Kuiper belt object. No,
oh, what? What's
a
Kuiper?
Kuiper belt is that belt of a billion, zillion little things captured out there by our sun's gravity.
It's
beyond your anus. Just kidding, or Neptune and Uranus, but yeah.
No, Uranus.
No, I think Neptune's actually further than Uranus.
We need to get a better understanding of this period that we're entering with Pluto, which is coming out of, I'm going to be wrong. I
Sophia's
think it,
here. Sophia,
yeah,
just step in and speak up.
It's coming out of Scorpio, but I could be wrong.
Scorpio.
Anyway.
That was a character on those soap operas. Scorpio was a character on one of them stupid soap operas in the early 80s.
It was General Hospital, and he was good. Robert Scorpio.
No, my bad.
My
bad.
But show our age here.
Anyway, back to Lisa, because she don't give a shit about 80 soap operas.
What, Lisa?
Do my cards show a good thing?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I went off on a tangent.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
We tangented it.
I think you are going to truly love his friend as a friend. This is the three
you know,
of you.
He keeps telling me that. He keeps telling me that. He says, you're going to really love him. Or like him. Like him. He says, like him.
And sometimes guys will say that because they're hoping. They're trying to manifest it. But this could be the case. Or Deb sees it as the case. So that's all that matters there.
Thursday is, okay, because what is today? Tuesday? Wednesday.
Yes.
So it's 2 days away?
It is 2 days away. That means
the 23rd. Under sure to come true. You know how I love that designation?
She loves it long time.
There is going to be so much love felt by you, by the friend, by the neighbor. I mean, this guy is in transformation. He is. We normally get into this big debate of...
Now, which guy are you talking about now?
The neighbor, the gay neighbor.
Okay.
And we're going to have to probably start not calling him that because I never felt he was. I think that he was just... It was a distraction for him. I don't know.
You know
but
what he told me last night?
What?
Told me last night when we were finishing up our talk, which took about 20 minutes to finish up. He said, I'd be happy living here with you forever. So I don't know what, I mean, I don't know. Did the card say, you said this card show that he and I are good with each other?
Yeah, there's even a honeymoon trip here.
Yeah, between me and his friend or me.
No, remember the friend is not a love interest.
No, he's not a love interest.
I'm joking.
Oh, I know, I got you, but that's not the one. That's not the one she sees coming in your cards down the road.
Coming. Oh, no, the new man coming. And you know what? In your layout, she's not here. So things happening this week.
I feel like I'm back in high school. I have to watch my words.
I'm sorry. Well, when you said coming, I got this idea that you were saying coming.
Well, of course. That's what I always say on the show. I can't really talk about that. I talk about ejaculation 5 or 6 times a show. Why wouldn't I say that?
So right, there's a honeymoon trip between the neighbor and I?
Yeah. Look at how excited you are.
Honeymoon life.
I know.
No, it's a honeymoon.
Oh, so they're getting married then.
Not
instantly. That's what a freaking honeymoon is, Deb.
I wanted to tell you something. And, oh, God, I wish I'd have saved it now. We are old school. We read regular newspapers. When we go out to lunch or breakfast, we don't even talk. We've got a stack of newspapers we're reading. People walk by and make fun of us in a jovial kind of way.
We don't just read them. We like to continue to still read them along with the regular internet news, too.
Yeah.
We do both. We're not like that old school where we shut off our computers.
I don't remember what it was. It was actually a TED Talk. I find it.
A TED Talk.
Do you know what TED Talks are, you people? I'm sure
yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was a woman doing a TED Talk on new marriage that is beginning. People that are in therapy work, a lot of other professions, they're starting to see it. And now this will disappoint you a bit, but I'm just saying, see it at the face value. She says a new marriage is going to be more about compatibility and friendship and that connection through that sort of intimacy, and it's going to override sex.
Yep, that's right.
It's okay.
And
right.
We're going to have kids again.
You know what? I really, really love this guy, and we haven't had sex, you know, but I love him.
Well, and if the two of you stay together, and I hope we don't have any children on here.
I love beer, but I've never banged a beer.
It's a whole different ball game.
Just saying.
He could always do things to...
Oh, here we go.
To pleasure you. Dr. Ruth used to say, if your partner wants to have sex and you don't fake it, she'd say, do it for your partner.
You just said this TED Talk said that wouldn't matter. They won't need to even do that.
But if he's
so funny...
Lisa was saying to him, honey, I'm feeling really horny and I need some release. He said, go get your big boy vibrator or whatever. I'll do you.
Gosh, that is so, that's like you want to put that in a wedding album. It's so beautiful.
Well, oh, bite me. Bite me. No,
that would be the best. That will be the matron of honor. Matron
yeah.
/ group. What is the guy that serves
yeah.
to the groom?
You know, at all the tables, they like to put, at least they like to put in the old days, Polaroid cameras out there to take pictures. Everybody take pictures. You can also put sex toys out there, too. Why not?
Well, we could have a shower. We could have a shower right here on Facebook.
Oh, the shower curtains.
And we could have all kinds of Amazon sex toys delivered to you. As
right.
Your
and you know
shower.
What? The... Yes, and at the wedding feast, at the wedding dinner, all the tables will be covered in the cactus shower
yes.
curtain.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many new people.
Got
Lisa,
to be.
Lisa has a shower curtain. Can you describe it?
From her, the view from the inside, at some times, it appeared that the prickly little cactuses looked like there was homeless.
No. No, not sometimes. Every time.
Oh, okay, my bad. I didn't know that every single time you looked outside from the inside, you saw homosexual.
So there's all kinds of gay sex going on.
When you're inside, every time you're inside the shower curtain, I see it. I just can't. I mean, it's not like one day I don't see it. I see it every day. Every day when I'm inside.
You need to take a picture from the inside.
So we can
okay.
see. We do.
We got to do it.
It's
the whole world
so
wonders.
Funny.
The whole world is.
You know what I need to do is give tours, 25-cent tours.
Yes.
You well, you know, if I would pay that if you were here.
You know, you could also use this
I would have to see that to believe it. It's one of those Ripley's, believe it or not.
Absolutely. You could always use it. You remember those, what were they called? The blotter pictures.
Oh, that's what psychologists
use. I can't even say the name.
The psychologists use the little ink blotter pictures.
Yeah.
What do you see?
So you could use that shower.
Oh, yeah, curtain. Word association, right?
Yeah.
What do you see in this picture? I'd be like, I see a big ink blotter there, Jackwad, Dr. Jackwad. What do you think? The psychologist went off.
Well, some people.
They wanted to say, I see my mom getting cut in half or something. They wanted to see somebody say something
some
really bizarre.
Some people go in and everything is a genital. It tells them a lot about that individual.
Right. And what
that
was told
is
when
so
I,
amazing. Yeah.
No.
They made us do crap. I had to go through some psychological shit.
For the submarine work.
Because of the nuclear stuff.
Yeah.
Drop. There's so many to draw
something. So overall, everything looks pretty good then, I guess. Because last night I told him last night, I said, I'm thinking about leaving, staying somewhere else. At one of my relatives' houses when you guys are here. And he said, no, don't do that. And I said, well, I think I will. And he said, well, okay, do whatever you want. And then I said, well, maybe I won't go. And so, anyway.
You did that in true female fashion.
That's expected. That is expected. I do not think any less of her for saying it like that.
Lisa, Catherine is saying on the Facebook, she's saying her best friend would love a shower curtain like that. That is amazing.
Which makes me wonder about that best friend. But anyway. All right. So I guess a couple.
Thank you, guys.
Days. Well, you obviously keep calling us.
Yeah.
But it sounds like more when it gets to the weekend, you're going to have a lot to talk about. A lot.
Oh, God, I hope. You know what? We sat last night a long time, more longer than we've ever done before, just talking. We're both falling asleep. I could see it in his face, and I was falling asleep, but we kept talking. And then you know what it was? We missed a party. We were both invited to a party last night. And this afternoon he was texting me that we missed the party, and then he sent apologies to them, the people that had the party, and included me in the text. And then he said, we were doing whatever we were doing, biking or whatever. And I just thought, I would love for him to just announce, this is my girlfriend. I don't know if you ever see that, Deb.
Oh, he's getting real close, real close. This guy coming, this is going to.
Well, you said the word now.
What?
This guy coming.
Coming, yeah.
How come you can say it and I can't say it?
This relationship.
God.
This relationship is breathing hard.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is this guy coming, the friend, he's going to be the catalyst in all of this. And
you saw
I think
a long time ago, Deb.
I know.
She did indeed.
Hey, these things freak me out too. There are times I find out that something oddball that was in the cards came true, and I'm like, damn, this is scary. So, I'm right in this with you. And when he gets here, oh, my God, I really think you're going to get great encouragement from him. No, you're going to say, I know you're going to say this at some point, but you said he was coming and was going to be kind of harsh toward me and stuff like that. You know, a lot of times if you come to the reading and you're in a state of like, energy. It's all negative. The cards are going to be negative too.
Yes. You quite often will tell people like after they've had some kind of a big disagreement or fight and they want to read it.
Oh, yeah, but you keep asking you, is he coming here to put me in my place? And because I had made him cry or, we were fighting and arguing over stupid shit. And I just, we haven't had a fight or an argument and 72 hours. I guess that's good.
Well, he...
Wow. 72 hours, is it?
Hey, that's probably better than some marriages.
Oh, I think it's... Some marriages are probably every 20 minutes.
So, I really feel that he's letting his guard down more and more. He's letting you in. He's already told you. He doesn't even know why he was gay. for those years. And I always felt it was the like the path of least resistance.
I don't know why that
resistance.
Why is that resistance least?
I got to ask you a question. Do you have a television in your bedroom, Lisa?
You know, I don't. I haven't had TV for years. I'm internet connected.
Oh, okay. Well, I was
so I get, you know, I get movies off the internet if I want to, you know, off
Amazon.
Yeah,
you can watch
you
stuff.
Need to get him to lay down on that bed with you and watch something.
No,
I know.
The time is getting very right for that. And then you'll be able to, you can give him,
a slumber party. Can we have a slumber party, please?
I think you should. Put on your flannel pajamas. So he won't
Did I tell you guys this? I was out in our shared room here. I had to go out early, like about 5:45. He never gets up at that time. Maybe I told you that. And I went out. I didn't have any clothes on. I just had a long shirt because my clothes were all dirty, and I was trying to get the bath mat out there. And I came in. All of a sudden, he throws the laundry door open, and he's never. And the whole time that I've lived here since October, he's never up beyond 10 o'clock in the morning. And here it was 5:45. I was heading out to my workout, and I had the long shirt on and nothing else on. And I screamed, please turn the laundry door open. It was about 4 or 5 days ago, or maybe six. And I said, can you close the door, please? I didn't expect to see you. And he said, well, I heard your steps out here, and I just wanted to tell you something. And I forget what he was telling me. It wasn't anything important. And later on the phone, he said, what were you doing out there naked anyway? I said, well, I wasn't completely naked, whatever. So whatever.
Well, remember, this man knows the moves. He just is taking baby steps, all right, to get there. And I know, Jim, you disagree.
How does he know the moves?
Because he's been.
How long ago was that?
What, you said it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
You don't forget how to bang doesn't mean you don't forget how to seduce and sweet talk, and especially that they're at different ages now. The last time he poked one of those things, he was a lot younger, Deb. Times have changed.
That's where the woman guides the man.
The woman guides the man because, yes, that's what women do. They're the guides. me got club. Me know nothing. You tell me that's what those women. Me got club. Caveman.
Well, you know this hugging and grinding that you guys do? Do you feel like he's aroused?
You know, I'm not aware of it. I'm shocked that we're even doing an embrace like that. I'm not aware of it. This is what I'm doing. I'm being really careful with him because I want him to decide. You know, I don't want to force myself on him or scare him or I want him to take the lead.
This is not a 12-year-old child you're dealing with. And you know what? And if you scare him, then that's a sign to me. That's a sign.
It's not a sign.
If a woman kind of
you
tosses
know what?
You don't like it, that's a sign.
Guess what, you guys? Hey, guess what? I was supposed to be making dinner, and I'm locked in my bedroom talking to you all, and guess who's calling me right now?
Uh-oh. I guess you got to go, girl.
He's on the phone calling me. God, I hope he can't hear me. Jesus Christ, I hope he can't hear me. Oh, Lord.
You haven't said anything bad.
No, I know, but I'm laughing and saying he this and he that. You know, that would be horrible if he could
hear
me.
Yeah, I got
but,
you. I got you. Yeah, well, you know,
but
there's the problems of the thin walls and the neighbors.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. God damn it. I know. Jesus Christ. I hope you didn't hear me say anything. But I...
Well, if you did, you got to tell us.
Yalika, just,
anyway.
Just enjoy yourself.
I told him I was going in. I said, I'm going to start my radio show now. And he says, well, go listen. He said, I'll have a cup of tea. He says, sitting outside, I thought. And then he said, go do your radio show. And so I was, yeah. Okay. So, okay. Everything's cool. All right.
Hey,
thank you.
Well, you're too Cupid.
You too. Hey, did you know that Cupid does wear army boots? And that's Jimbo. Deb wears the Cupid that she is all delicate and frilly.
Oh, I like that.
Opposites. There's nothing wrong with it. You got to compliment each other.
But remember, Cupid is naked, too.
You got to compliment each other. And, well, you know what? It's also pedophilia because Cupid's a naked baby with wings flying around. That's pretty kind of scary nowadays. You know, it's like, whoa, baby, put some clothes on. All right. Divine intervention is the subject of your angel card before you run off. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Excuse me. Yet, this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Thank you.
You know, when it finally happens, it's going to be like the greatest seduction in history.
You assume it will happen.
You know what? It's going to be like Jeff Bezos' spaceship to the moon. Only no Jeff Bezos. But yeah, the spaceship is the phallic symbol for sure. And landing on the moon will be great.
Oh, yeah. We all want to be there.
Negative. I do not want to be there listening. No. 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 Negative. You can put Deb on. You can put Deb on speakerphone or whatever. I don't need to be on that one.
I'm a bit voyeuristic. Sure I am. Why not?
I'm voyeuristic just for listening.
That is voyeurism. Somebody hiding in the closet listening. That's voyeurism.
That's fucking pathetic.
Is this funny?
That's pathetic. But anyway, hey, rock and roll, Daddy.
Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your dinner.
Rock and roll, Daddy.
Yes.
And as always, you got to keep getting back with us, our correspondent, Lisa, on the West Coast.
Okay.
Good luck. See you, my dear. We wish you the best.
Bye. Bye-bye, hon. Take care. Oh, that was a good report. Do you have, like, two left? Let's knock them out.
Well, I have more than two left. That's on my list.
I really want these folks to get some of their two instead of just being the phone.
All right. Let's do that. Let's roll.
Where are we rolling to?
All right, you guys are up next. Messenger next. When I say Messenger or Facebook, we prefer the Messenger. I do. It's quicker. It gives us more time for other readings instead of the type. And then we wait, type, and we wait. But we're going to do what we got to do here.
What are we doing?
Waiting. I opened the Messenger Facebook floor. And now we will.
Oh, Catherine, I don't know.
What?
Will Trump end up in prison? I think he's going to...
What?
A lot of people are going to get off somehow.
Hey, no. Rich people just pay fines.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Why would you...
fines. What does it matter?
My thing is falling out.
I hate it when my thing falls out. I always make sure my thing never falls out as much as possible. Damn things.
Yeah, you could do that, Damien, if you'd like.
I'm not seeing anything you're talking about now.
Oh.
All of a sudden, I have not seen any more type. See that? That's the last time I saw anything. No, I got to go do this. Kill. I get to go back in now. That's wonderful when it does that.
Well, I have issues,
so
too.
So it's going to be loud.
When I try to write a message, it comes up with some weird people's names.
All right, hang on, folks. I'm going back in. So they're going to hear, like, stupid show background stuff, blah, blah, blah. That's it. If it does, actually, let me do this, because...
Oh, Laura wants to know how her settlement is coming along.
All right, we got Laura. Everybody.
All right.
Stop. We got Laura from Canada. Yep, I got to do it. There we go. All right, we're good. Here we go. Yes, now we got it. All right. Cards are going down, folks.
Cards are going down.
Going down. Yeah, I majorly screwed up at work.
Tonight?
Yeah.
With that?
I'm going to have to figure out some time to sneak in there for 5 minutes. I'll go in with a mask and all that shit. To do something that's going to... I'm going to have to do like a 45-minute round trip to do something that's going to take 60 seconds.
Remember,
fucking
the mask.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Is not protecting them.
It's protecting the other people, it is.
Oh.
That's why surgeons wear it.
That's right. What am I thinking?
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. Semi, it minimizes the moisture flying through the air thing. It's not a HEPA filter that filters out small microns of germs and shit.
Well, Laura, the key word tonight seems to have been coming. So I got to tell you, it's coming.
It is. Relax.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Let your body go through it. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
You know what the next lyric is.
What?
When
oh.
You
do you know what that song is about? That's by Frankie.
Frankie goes to
Hollywood. I read an interview. Jim is an engineer in the daytime. He's
so?
What kind of it? Somebody was asking, what's your day job? What kind of day job?
I work at a shipyard in nuclear overhaul engineering.
Yeah.
Anyway, go back to that.
I wanted to explain this. That band did say that it was about a man not ejaculating. Relax, don't do it. Don't put your body through
it. I'm done.
But they weren't allowed when that song came out. They were not allowed when that song came out to say that. So they made it seem some bogus thing. But they said that is what that song, what's it called? I don't remember.
I think it's Relax is the name of the song. One word, Relax.
But that's what it's really all about.
I got to do this again. I hate Facebook. Let me count the ways.
Well, we need to move to a different platinum.
Platinum? Nope, it's not a platinum.
Oh, my God, Laura. Laura, it almost makes me want to go out and get a 6-year-old bottle of expensive something. Yeah.
Okay.
She's got news
Hopefully
today.
Hopefully it's not a bottle of milk that's 6
she
years old.
Got news today. The other side finally admitted the other driver was at fault. Only took 6 years.
Right. 6 years forever. Forever.
Well, what has shocked me in being a beneficiary of
Stand
different
by.
People's life insurance. How long that takes.
Stand by.
I didn't realize it can.
I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Oh, yes. I loved it, too. Somebody here saying they loved that song.
First of all, you don't even know anything about the letter you received today.
No.
Could be either
I got a letter.
Could be either one of them.
From an insurance, life insurance company saying,
yeah.
We are so sorry for your loss. We need the yeah.
You got to call them up. See, I'm 65 years old. You got to tell me who it is. I got friends and relatives that die every year. You got to be more specific. You know. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Laura, it's coming. It's right here. Coming to you, for sure. And the lawyer is kind of like, thank God, because it's been tough on the lawyer side.
Well, he probably feels bad. That it's taken so long. Makes him probably look bad.
Hi, Kimberly. It's nice to meet you, too.
Makes him look bad.
Glad to have you with us. Oh, yeah. You know, they want to hurry up and get these things done.
Where do you see Kimberly? I see everybody saying hi to her.
Yeah.
Remember, she's
White Lightning.
Ow! I didn't know that.
Sorry. Isn't that a moonshine, White Lightning?
Well, no. She White Lightning is, but she's White Light. healing. Yes. Lightning is another nickname, slang term for moonshine.
Laura, your man is here.
They didn't age it in barrels. It was white.
Your man is here.
Man.
Yeah. When Laura gets her settlement, and God knows she's waited a long time.
Forever.
She is going to, now let me see if I get this right, she's planning to go to another province in Canada. And was it to build a home or buy a home? Oh, and Damien's got news. We've got to talk to Damien. But anyway, there's a man that I said would either be doing some of the work, or he was going to, or he might even be the inspector. It could, you know, it depends. But I see him always in her cards. That color beard, I see him with that beard. Oh, you like beards, that's right. I'm sure if he doesn't have one, he'll grow one for you. But yeah, I get the feeling, I'm thinking of Grizzly Adams kind of guy, you know, kind of burly, weathered, and
yeah,
you know.
So he can have last week's frickin' meal in his beard, and he can have it for a snack later.
You should talk.
Mine is, really, you think that's long, really? Yeah,
kind of.
You're broken if you think that's a long beard. All right.
All right. So, absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to get the news that it's in your hot little hand. And now, Damien, we need to hear you. Yeah, Dan Haggerty. Oh, I loved him, too. I wish he'd have visited me back in the day. He can still hear the show on the phone.
If you're on hold, you will hear the show.
I think he is.
Well, I'm just saying, that means everything's cool.
Okay.
Anybody that's on hold, you will hear the show until we actually shut down Blog Talk.
Do you know who he is?
No. That we're doing her Healing Angel card protocol, Deb. Protocol.
Protocol.
Laura's Healing Angel card is anxiety. We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. Take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light. Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear. There's only love.
Only love.
Love's in
here. So things are going to come up roses for you, even if you still got snow on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's all relative.
So Damien, does he come in the end? Oh, there we go. Damien?
I'm tired of shit.
Hello? We're not getting anything.
423, Damien, are you here? We have unmuted you, my friend.
Hello.
I have done so.
Maybe it's just not.
No. He said he could hear the show. Maybe he had to step away real quick.
Mm-hmm.
To go to the little boys' room.
Wait, what
perhaps,
a, what
or maybe
a cliffhanger.
To grab another beer.
That poor man's working on this house. Not working.
Oh, there we go. Does that fix it?
Yep.
Yes.
All is well.
Oh, please tell us.
All right. So, yeah, sorry for not being in contact the past couple months. Just nothing really was happening. But now things are starting to pick up speed, and now some more action is being taken. So Mr. Macon has withdrawn himself from the case and will be issuing my mom her money back. So it seems like
really?
Every lawyer that has tried to represent us does not want to take up the case and just wants to side with the bank. However, here's the situation now. So, yeah, they were able to foreclose, but there's still the title and the deed issue, and the law firm that handled this fraudulent foreclosure has now filed another complaint with the Smith County Courthouse, except this time they're going after both me and my mother, and they're coming out swinging hard, saying that, you know, we did this, we did that, the bank is the wrong party, the bank has suffered an injury, and all this nonsense. So finally, I went ahead and reached out to them, sent them all my evidence, and we're going to be doing a deposition sometime in April. So that's where things are at. So for the reading, what should we expect going forward for the next couple months in regards to this matter?
No, we really thought it was dead in the water. Remember?
Well,
yeah.
He actually called us less than 2 months ago or whatever.
Yeah.
He called us a few weeks ago. I don't know what the hell time frame was. And you saw that something might be coming back to life, coming to the surface again. You weren't really sure what it was.
I did?
Yeah, I remember it. It was like 3 weeks. Well, time flies in my brain. Sometimes, like I say, it was just last week, and that could have been a month ago or a month and a half. But it wasn't. I remember the call because we had heard it for forever.
Yeah.
All right. Cards are going down. Now, are you going to go to this deposition without any legal counsel?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm not going to have much of a choice. It seems like, again, every lawyer that we've tried to get representation for doesn't want to do anything. Seems like everyone just wants to side with the bank and be like, oh, you know, the poor, poor, precious, pitiful bank, and, you know, screw whatever happened to us and all this other stuff. So, yeah,
money.
Looks like I'm going to have to do this pro se, unfortunately.
Well,
I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know. If
well, he says he doesn't have a choice, but might be walking into a hornet's nest. What do you got, Deb?
I would think some lawyer somewhere could at least coach you.
Or show up and just make sure they don't ask you things they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, I think this is going to achieve a very, very favorable outcome for you. I
okay.
do. Remember, this to me falls under the legal umbrella.
Yes, we know nothing.
So you're just getting my own opinion as a person, because I don't have any credentials to back.
None whatsoever. Right?
Yeah. Oh boy, wait.
What are you doing, Deb?
I'm checking this out here.
All
right. I mean, is it feasible that you could end up with the house back? In your,
Well, right now, this deposition is the result of the bank coming and accusing him and his mom of doing so many naughty, wrong things.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's basically what this deposition's about. So basically, when I go into deposition, I'm going to present all evidence I've got on my side and basically destroy anything they try to throw at us and be like, I'm sorry, that is not true, and here's evidence to prove otherwise that what you're saying is not true. And I already have a plan in case everything goes south. I'll be like, okay, look, this is going nowhere. Looks like, gentlemen, this will have to just be settled in court and do whatever the court says.
Yeah. Well, I right now at this particular moment, at where we are, it's 8:15.
Oh, she's gonna document it like this is like a court proceeding.
Right this minute.
2015 Eastern Standard Time. No, what do you got?
Yeah, it's looking. Well, you should have said Greenwich time, shouldn't you?
It's not 2015 Greenwich time, though.
Okay.
So I ain't gonna make that connection. Go ahead.
Well, at this particular moment, it looks good.
GMT Greenwich.
Why did Mr. Macon drop out? Makeover.
Basically, because of. He doesn't really see a whole lot of merit to the case for our side, that basically it's a sealed done deal, and that even if we were to fight it, that it would cost so much money and we may not even win. But, well, not even a day after he withdrew from this, that's when I got the stuff from the law firm that they're back in the saddle again and trying to go for round two over this nonsense.
He must have got a little wind of that. That can't be a coincidence.
No.
He must have got wind that some bad stuff was coming, and he decided to punch out, pull the ripcord. Here's your money back. I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Well, you know, those banks, they got a lot of money, and they
and
can get lots of lawyers. It sucks.
In
the
past,
big one.
Bank of America.
Sucks the big schlong.
Ewered me and my late husband, and they won the case. We literally had to refinance our house to pay them. It was a credit card that got out of control because he'd gotten laid off, so we lived on it. Then we couldn't make the payments. And then they supposedly took us to court, but we were never notified, all right? So I don't know how those things
get. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then they win the case, we pay them back, and they never took the lien off the house. So we had another big battle to go through, and the representation we got, they said, never try to battle a bank on your own. They said in the future, you know, make sure you get someone. So that's why I was hesitant for you. And I can't believe you couldn't get one person to show up for one day.
And the problem is they don't show up for free.
No, but they're giving you money.
You
got to
have money in your pocket. Yeah, the other guy, well, the other guy's giving the back, but his deposition is
some of the other lawyers that we had contacted basically said that there's no way that the bank is going to really get their way anyway. So that's another reason why they didn't want to take up anything, because it's just like, well, if the title and deed issue is never cleared up, yeah, they can try to foreclose. But yet, even if they do foreclose and someone does a title and a deed search, they're going to find that error, and that's just going to lead to a whole other mess in and of itself. So looks like maybe in that case, that's kind of boomeranged back in my favor.
It could.
I really,
I see that aspect.
Yeah.
I see that one angle. That's the only thing I think that could help him right now is the
you,
title deed
yeah,
mismatch
you've got,
based on the foreclosure.
You have
they're not
a sense of rightness on your side. And I think a lot of times we get divine intervention when dealing with the mortal souls of this planet isn't working. So
mm-hmm.
I think it could go well. I really do. But you're
okay.
going to end up back in the house if that happens.
Well, there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of
is that what the cards are showing?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm wondering if...
What are the cards are showing?
The cards are showing that I think that he would end up with the house back, not a financial settlement. And what about...
Okay, so with the property, would there also be, like, compensation for, like, punitive damages, pain and suffering for all that, or would I just get the house?
Well, then I'm wondering about have the possession of this house. You said they did a lot of work on it.
Well, here's the thing. So it's still with this investment firm. No particular individual itself has bought it. So it still belongs to the entity that foreclosed on it.
Okay. Okay.
Which would be the financial institution.
And what about the $50,000 payoff you were supposed to get that you didn't get?
Well, that will also be addressed during the deposition because somewhere along the way, my name would have had to have been taken off the deed in some way or another in order for that to have happened.
Right.
Because there was no way they could have, on the courthouse steps, ever have said that they owned it free and clear. Now, if someone actually did say they owned it free and clear and then that particular firm bought it, and then here we are however many months later, that's not the case. Well, whoever decided to take it upon themselves to do that could have really set themselves up for some criminal and civil liabilities because, again, when the first law firm handled it, they said they had no ready at law. Now the second firm is saying they have no ready at law. Okay, so if we got people who are licensed to practice law in the state of Virginia say they have no ready at law and can't do anything, then who at the financial institution who now fraudulently took possession of said property took it upon themselves to think, oh, we have the power and grounds and authority to do this. And then now that's just going to create a whole other mess for themselves.
Yeah. My cards are saying that this is going to come together somehow for you. But we should do the cards before you do the deposition. Because a lot of times...
It looks like the deposition is going to be about mid to late April. That's about what we're shooting for.
About a month-ish.
Because then we can look at what their intent is. We can look at... what the agenda is what I'm trying to say. And then
I'm going to answer that for you right now. I'm going to answer that. They're still standing by that everything they have is legitimate and they don't understand why they're not getting their way.
I see.
Like they still don't want to ever see the other perspective of they don't have a rock solid case and it all stems from some paperwork that is still very suspect.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can already answer that question.
Wow.
All right, stand by for your healing angel card reading. Subject is fear. I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you, I protect you, and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
And, boy, he's got one heck of a big sword. That Michael, he's a badass archangel.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
So
all right, so I guess in closing, the cards are saying that it's pretty good and that thing else outside of any other compensation?
That I don't know yet.
Too early.
Yeah.
You got to keep calling, especially when you get closer to deposition time.
Yeah, I don't know that right now. And I don't want to act like I'm making something up.
Because at this point, if we're looking at like middle, late April, that tells me the bank hasn't really formulated their strategy yet.
Because it's so far.
So far in advance, they're going to say, all right, we got to sit down, probably multiple meetings, P's and Q's. Here's our angle. Here's our questions. Because they ask questions that they ask specific questions for a reason on a deposition.
Mm-hmm.
So they have.
Well, I've kind of got it prepared in my mind as to how they're going to go about it. So they might try to throw a curveball, but I don't see what good throwing a curveball would do, considering, well, I have no reason to lie. I had no reason to commit fraud or do anything malicious or evil. So.
And if they contact you between now and deposition time, I would not reveal anything about your evidence. I'll see you at deposition. Because if
that's
you start telling them evidence you have, they're going to try to come up with ways to get around that.
And it won't be on the record.
So I would just say, you know what? I'm ready for deposition. I don't need to talk to you folks till then.
Okay.
Don't show your cards. Your cards.
Yeah, they are not your friend, David.
They are not your friends. They are not your friends, and you don't need to tell them your strategy. Or your info, your backup, all the stuff you have to say, you guys want a deposition? So be it. I'll see you bastards there.
Are you going to take your mother?
Not interested.
I wouldn't take her unless they actually insisted anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't bring...
She had nothing to do with it.
I wouldn't bring anybody except the lawyer. That's it. I'm myself, that was it.
I'm glad she's getting her money back.
That's cool. At least that. Eventually, somehow, some way. Yeah.
Well, Pablo had said that man was a straight shooter, so.
That's cool, yeah, because they wouldn't have to do that in theory. Depending, I don't know what kind of details they worked out, but. All right, well, thank you so much for being very patient and holding till the end of time. Thank you.
I will definitely call back when it gets closer time.
Okay, we do multiple shows, you know that, so let us know.
We'll send all kinds of our show's energy to you, that you will reign victorious.
I just put it on you, but he's listening. He's listening.
I think, folks, we're going to have to call it.
I have to call it. I'm broken.
He is.
Yeah, it's not her, it's me. Sometimes it's her, she gets wiped off from the reading. It's me, it's like, I just can't think anymore.
Yeah, he's got to.
It's like, I can't focus, I can't think, I don't want to be humorous, I just want to put a bullet in my sinuses.
I told him we didn't have to do this.
Well, it's fun.
She likes it a lot.
And we all like it a lot. Yeah. It's fun. It's just, I could just sit somewhere and just stare at a wall and be miserable. I might as well be online and joke around and have a few cocktails, but I'm out of gas. It is what it is, right?
I love how all of you are so supportive of each other. You know, people can say all they want about Facebook, crap like that. But you know what? There is
camaraderie.
Not have permission to die.
Take
care, everybody. Can't wait to hear from you again soon.